Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because Ladies' Night has become a real problem. Please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. And we'll talk about them in a bit. But let's get into it, guys. Think about this. We've all grown up and seen promotions for companies. 2 for 1. You know, kids eat free on Thursdays, stuff like that, right? Well, ladies' night promotions have been huge for business. Bars, restaurants, things like that, they have been an absolute winner when it comes to these companies. Well, really, they are discriminatory, which is unbelievable to think about. But since the Unruh Act, I think it was 1956, started, and what it did was you can't discriminate for, age, gender, religion, anything like that. You just can't, which is a good law. I mean, you know, hey, Catholics only eat here, Jews only, you know what I mean? You can't do that. No black people. It would be insanity to run a place like that. Now, what happens is that people have sued over ladies' night. I mean, think about this. You've never in your life seen, hey, it's sausage night. It's dudes eat free. Because you'd have no women there. You'd have a bunch of guys hanging out. And the one thing that every establishment needs is hot women to show up. Young, old, every age group. You know what I mean? That's what you need. So what we've seen is just a flurry of lawsuits. And the majority of these lawsuits are against small businesses. There's a restaurant in the Bay Area called Lima. And Mr. Marquez owns that with his family. But then they had a ladies' night promotion. I think it was 2 for 1 food or free drinks. Anyways, they got sued by a man that they had to, you know, he was discriminated against because it wasn't fair to men. So the lawsuit, you know, the majority of these get settled out of court. But the point is that some are real lawsuits. But then you get, you know, certain lawyers that have just made it a mill business, and they advertise for this. There is one man, Alfred Riva, who clearly is a good lawyer because he's had hundreds of these lawsuits. But what Mr. Riva's done is he's made it a business to go out, and it's generally smaller companies that don't know what the law is. I mean, think about it. Isn't that terrible, guys? It's awful to think about. Now, Lima is going to go out of business because of the settlement that they had to do. So can't afford to pay it. This goes on and on and on right now. Okay? So Fresno Grizzlies are a minor league baseball team. They had ladies' night. When I was a kid, they used to have hot pants night in the 70s for the Los Angeles Angels. Hey, Mom, what are hot pants? Do you have hot pants? I'll never forget asking her that. The point was that they didn't have, you know, dudes in short shorts night. You know what I mean? So anyways, it's kind of funny in that sense, but it's not funny because these are always small businesses that don't get it. These are the promotions that you get, and it's discriminatory in that sense. About 20 years ago here in California, there was a mill law firm that was going out and recruiting people. And what they were doing, they were suing for handicap violations, which, again, are very serious. In the sense, when they're legitimate, they're serious. But when you take over an existing business, like a car wash or a gas station or a small coffee shop, and the bathroom's already there, wow, let's clean that bathroom up and make it presentable. Wait a second, do you know that the mirror is exactly 3.5 inches higher than it's supposed to be right now? Huh, I didn't know that. Well, yeah, anybody in a wheelchair can't see themselves and primp and, you know, take care of themselves, so you violated their rights. I mean, it was things like that, guys, where there was one plaintiff who became famous here in Southern California because he would carry things like rulers around, and he was in a wheelchair. Nobody knew what his disability was, but he would go and he would basically shake down these restaurants and sue hundreds and hundreds of these restaurants. There was a substantial amount of lawyers that got involved in this. One law firm, I think, there were 3 or 4 of the lawyers there that got disbarred for their egregious activity doing this. So, again, hey, good morning. again, I don't think it's right myself, because have you tried to make a dollar right now? Okay, it's difficult. And, you know, they go off on these loopholes, but it's terrible. Imagine no ladies' night. Can't have ladies' night. Hey, drinks for free. Well, then does that make it kids' night? If kids eat free, hey, I don't have any kids. This is not fair. My kids, I don't have kids with me. I want a free kids' meal. You know what I mean? It's like, where do you draw the line with this stuff? Now, the Grizzlies, they had ladies' night. They got sued for $5 million. $5 million. $5 million, guys. For a minor league baseball team that makes no money, by the way. The minor league baseball team is owned by a bigger squad. Oh, damn, they have tons of money. No, they don't. Okay? So, where do you draw the line with this stuff? And again, Anna Sider in Santa Paula, California. Santa Paula is kind of a smaller town. And she had no idea that her parking lot was never paved. I mean, it was paved, but it was never striped for parking spaces. Just line up. You see the cars or the employees lined up next to that. Okay, that's simple enough. Well, Anna got sued because there's no handicap parking for that and has a massive loss. It's most likely going to put her out of business, which is terrible, guys. Now, my late girlfriend had a handicap card because of her cancer, and she needed it when she would walk places and things like that. And nothing was worse than some, you know, a clown that would go and take spots like that. Oh, I was there 30 seconds. Quit complaining. You know, the idea with this, these things are generally important for that. But what do you guys think about this? Isn't this wild to think about all these lawsuits? The problem with this is not going to stop right now. This is going to continue. And here's the thing. They interviewed a business professor out of San Diego. And the San Diego business management professor and business law professor said that, you know, these are real lawsuits. I mean, people get sued, but sometimes people get hit with 10, 12, 15 violations, and they're filed separately, and they're done. And they can be up to $4,000 a violation, and they settle these things out of court all the time. So with that being said, who, you know what I mean, who can pay for that? All you'd need to do is have five people walk in there, and you're done, finished, out of business. Now, here's the thing about this. Well, I have insurance, damn, my insurance covers. So are these people stupid? Doesn't cover discrimination, guys. Doesn't look at your policy. And then the business law professor and you know, Androkis or whatever that was in Florida that's in the story below, they said, you know, you need to up your liability policy and make sure you know what it's covered. Everybody should do this. I mean, can't drink and drive, injure somebody. Oh, it doesn't matter. I have insurance, you know, then I'm just going to take somebody out. There's certain things that are not covered. So I'm going to go commit a crime, and then I'm going to have insurance, and it's going to pay for everything. It does not work that way, guys, at all. So check this stuff out. But have you seen this? I mean, ladies' night's great. Doesn't that sound like fun? I mean, go to a restaurant, and you got a ton of women there. Hello. Hi. How you doing? What are you drinking? Oh, you want another free drink? You know what I mean? But again, you're going to have people destroy all the fun. Every time. And that's what these are intended for. They're not intended to, like, let's exclude men. And there have been lawsuits, and there's been legitimate things, and I'm going to get emails from people that are going to say, you don't understand the safety. I get it. It's totally, it's very important. You know, my girlfriend's car got towed once, and it was in a handicap spot. But you don't have a parking pass for this place. And she schooled this place on what the law was and how the handicap park, she could park anywhere. She could park in front of any parking meter. She could park in the 24-minute zone with the handicap park. It was legitimate. That's how it is. But a lot of people just don't get it, and they don't understand the importance of this stuff. So let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Guys, this is a very exciting time in the marketplace. And as we see the instability in the stock market, in bonds and in treasury bills, you need to get yourself into precious metals. stack some silver, buy some gold, and the best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group. Number one rated for a very long time. 888-330-1431. Central banks are buying gold. Banks are buying gold. Rich people are buying gold. And it's good enough for them. It's good enough for us. So contact Patriot Gold today. Think about this, guys. IRAs, 401ks backed by precious metals. You can take possession of it yourself. You can have them hold it, whatever you would like. But contact them today. They will answer all your questions. They will send out a free investor guide. 888-330-1431 is the phone number. If you do not want to call them, use the link below, fill it out. They will send out the free investor guide. They have, think about this, they've had over $2 billion in purchases of precious metals in that company. That is wild, guys. That is unbelievable. Contact them today. A few more things. First thing, I forgot to put my New Year's message, and I made a short out of it, but the original message you guys needed to see, so I'm going to share that with you now. Hey guys, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. I truly appreciate each and every one of you being part of I Allegedly and subscribing to the channel, and I look forward to 2025. We're going to have an amazing year. So much is going to happen that I cannot wait to share with you guys, and onward and upward, guys. So Happy New Year to everybody. And a few things. Think about this. I love stories like this. Is it real fish? The fillet of fish is under attack right now from McDonald's. Is it really fish? Is it? It is. Great story below about how it's pollock. And I'm like, gosh, who would do this? Who would write a story like this? But it's down there for you guys. The next one is, in Los Angeles County, we're going to see significant rent increases where if you are not part of a rent-controlled property, your rent can go up 8.9%, and you know what? It's going to. If you think that people are not going to raise your rent right now, you are kidding yourself. You need to understand that you're going to see more and more rent increases, energy price spikes, everything. Everything is going to go up right now because people have no money. Now, one thing that is crazy is there is a and I got to get the name of this guy's store because it's a horrible name. There's a shoe store in California, and Drip on Drip is the name of it. If I asked you, what does Drip on Drip do? You wouldn't know until I said they were a shoe store. Well, Drip on Drip was so sick of the crime that what he does, think of the energy that this would take. Every night, he goes and gets rid of his inventory and leaves out just one shoe, like the right shoe. Not a let, you know what I mean? And then hides all his inventory so that when people break in, they're only going to steal one shoe, which is insane. Now, this week he had somebody drive through the front of his business and, left the cash register open so that people could see that it's not, that there's no cash there. And with that, you can steal one shoe, you know? Nobody wants just a right shoe. Crazy. But again, that's where things are going. So you need to prosecute these people. Imagine you're going to ram a car through a business for shoes. Hello. Okay. Who would do that? Well, criminals in California would do that. We talked about how bad it is as far as the economy. And think about the city of Santa Ana, California. That is the next city over from where I'm at right now. They have such a budget deficit right now that they're going to have a $150 million budget deficit. And they said, we don't get the COVID money anymore. We don't get the free handouts. So we have to budget ourselves. And again, run your business. You get state money and they're going to get rid of, think about this number, 350 teachers. 350 teachers are going to lose their job. They just voted on it, last night. Congratulations, everybody. Your kids in one of the worst school districts in the state of California are going to lose 350 teachers because they don't have money. The administrators, the people voting, they get to keep their jobs. Do you see how insane? Do you see where it goes, guys? It just gets to be Looneyville at this point. So can't get enough of this. Just a quick video this morning because it's freezing out. If you can't tell, guys, I'm ice cold. Final story is in Los Angeles, they have a thing called Waymo, and it is driverless taxis. Well, one guy got in and broke into a Waymo machine, thought he'd steal the car. Problem is, there's no way to disengage this. Now, this is in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Santa Monica, parts of Santa Monica, all complete dumps, all complete hell holes when it comes to crime. And when this was on, because it's like Fifth Street, it's like downtown by the high rises. And when they caught the guy, I mean, they ripped him out of the car, but he was in the driver's seat, which generally doesn't have a driver's seat. And the guy thought he was going to steal the car, but there's no way to do it. So it was an electric Jaguar. Wouldn't that be nice? Sit behind the wheel of an electric Jaguar. And Hill Street and Fifth. And those of you that know LA are going, oh, wow. Yeah, I know that area, Dan. Yeah, okay. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Lots going to happen this year. Going to announce all the winners in just a few days. And cannot wait to share it all with you. Onward and upward, guys. So many cool things are happening. And let's make 2025 a great year for everybody.